The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Ça va très bien, merci, Abs.
Merci beaucoup. My good sir, thank you so much. You know, today I'm having one of those mornings. I don't know what's happening. Sentences, the words. My tongue is so tight this morning, trying to figure out what's happening around there. But, okay, let's talk about Tanzania.
Well, there's an interesting thing in Tanzania. They've now started a vaccination program, and they're targeting 600,000 Tanzanian schoolgirls aged between 9 and 14, and they're vaccinating them against cervical cancer. Now, this vaccine, they reckon it's going to cost about $15 per vaccine, but treating cervical cancer in excess of $2,000, so it's a no-brainer. But cervical cancer is the most common form of cancer in Tanzania and responsible for cancer deaths bigger than any other. Now, it's reckoned that globally 260,000 women die of cervical cancer every year, and this is the one cancer that you can be vaccinated against. So, I mean, as I say, Tanzanian authorities say, look, it doesn't take much thought to reckon we can prevent this, and it's affordable to prevent it. It's something we've got to do. So more power to them, eh?
Connect the dots for me here, Jean-Jacques. Nigeria, London. Nigerians need to be careful of the violence in London.
Yeah, really, quite amazing. A very, very funny story. I was in a plane, and there was this guy next to me looking terribly, terribly worried. And I said, what's the matter? He said, I've got to spend 3 days in Johannesburg. I'm terrified. So I said, where are you staying? And he mentioned some place. I said, well, look, I tell you what. You look like a well-heeled businessman. Why don't you go and stay in Sandton? Stay at the Sandton Sun. And you'll be fine. Don't walk around at night and stay there. Do your business. You'll be absolutely fine. He said, you think so? I said, absolutely. Don't worry about it. If you take care, you'll be fine. Where are you from, by the way? And he said, Lagos.
Okay, we shouldn't be laughing. We shouldn't be laughing.
Terrified of being in Joburg. That's my favorite story. Now, they have Abike Dabiri Erewa, who's the special assistant to President Buhari on foreign affairs and the diaspora. He's put in an official complaint to the High Commissioner, British High Commissioner in Nigeria, saying that, that they're in absolute terror of the number of deaths. There have been 50 black people stabbed and gunned down since January in Britain, they reckon. And this includes 9 Nigerian youths killed in London. And he's saying it's just not safe for them. The British authorities have to do more. These are all racist-inspired attacks and absolutely not good enough. Well, I don't, I haven't done the fact check on that. But if this is the case, then they've got a point. It is very worrying. But, that sense of irony. Most people are frightened about going to Nigeria. When Nigerians travel abroad, they get pretty frightened too, it seems.
Well, that's not something you hear every day, all right. Traditional healer, though, in Guinea is going to jail.
Yes, indeed. I think we had the story a little bit earlier, but this guy was charging almost the same amount as the sort of national average wage to women, saying he could make them pregnant. And, you know, women desperate to have children will just do just about anything. There were more than 700 young women aged between 17 and 45. He herbs and medication that bloated their and he said, you know, believe that, or they believe this made them look or feel pregnant. And sometimes they had this bloated stomach for 12 to 18 months and then didn't get suspicious. So finally the courts got hold of him. He maintains he was simply doing the Lord's work and trying to improve things. But the authorities say, look, there's the risk of long-term complications in many of these cases, and he's had to pay compensation. But more to the point, he's going to go to jail for 5 years for this pregnancy scam of his.
So he maintains he was doing the Lord's work. Aye! Aye, shame. Jean-Jacques, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Always a pleasure chatting with you. Ademe.
Ademe, Vabs.
Thank you so much.